The Holy See and the Republic of Azerbaijan today ratified an agreement regulating the legal situation of the Catholic Church in the country. Imam McCarthy reports.
Located at the crossroads of Western Asia and Eastern Europe, Christianity has been present in Azerbaijan since the 1st century AD, when the Apostle Bartholomew arrived from India to preach the gospel. Down through the centuries, missions led by Dominicans, Jesuits, Capuchins and Augustinians served the Catholic minority present mainly in the capital, Baku, until the advent of Russian rule in the early 20th century, when the community's only priest was killed and its church demolished. The revival of the community in the capital began in 1992, 1 year after independence, when a few believers wrote a letter to the Vatican making a request for a priest to be sent out to celebrate Mass. In 2000, the Congregation for the Evangelizations of Peoples appointed Don Bosco Salesians responsible for mission in the land. Only 2 years later, Pope John Paul II visited the country despite increasingly fragile health. Shortly after this visit, Azerbaijan's president, Aliyev, gave the Catholic Church a plot of land to build upon. The Church of the Immaculate Conception was inaugurated by Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone in 2008.
The Catholic Church and the Republic of Azerbaijan have achieved a goal.
Wednesday's agreement was signed by Archbishop Dominique Mamberti, Secretary for Relations with States, and Mr. Elmar Mamadyarov, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan.
This year, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of our independence. We restore it after almost 70 years, and each agreement and each document which we're signing to the other sovereign states, it brings an additional element of strengthening of our independence and sovereignty.
Archbishop Mamberti described the accord as a high point in relations and as a valuable instrument which implements the principle of religious freedom enshrined in Azerbaijan's constitution.
This event is very meaningful, also because it provides evidence of the respect for a minority religious community shown by a country with a conspicuous Muslim population.
This, he said, is an indication of how Christians and Muslims can live together and respect one another. Finally, Archbishop Mamberti concluded that the agreement does not place the Catholic Church in a privileged position. Rather, he said, the Church seeks to carry out its mission within the ambit of its religious competence and with due regard for the laws of the Republic of Azerbaijan. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.